left, look middle of the way. Gannon has Brown wide open, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Tim Brown, right down the gut.
That's touchdown Timmy Brown with one of his two touchdowns. The last time the Raiders were successful on the road against the New York Giants going back to November the 25th of 2001. Of course, that was at Giants Stadium. The Raiders, for the first time Sunday, will see new MetLife Stadium, and they'll see it twice in the span of about a month. They'll also be there in early December to play the New York Jets. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by Jim Plunkett. The New York Giants, Jim, a team that won two Super Bowls over a five-year span and curiously started this year 0-6, but they have won their last two, and they are coming in off the bye.
And the thing I think that's really helped them, the defense has really solidified. They've gotten better. They're shutting down people. They shut down Philadelphia, held them to no offensive points, but had a miscue in special teams. But, you know, they are capable of playing very, very solid defense. On the other hand, you got Eli Manning, who's, although he's got 10 touchdown passes, he's got 15 interceptions after his first six games of the season, although he's none in the last two. But if you kind of put pressure on him, keep him in the pocket, because he does throw the ball pretty good out when he's on the run, but keep him in the pocket, put the pressure on him. I think he's very susceptible to throwing more interceptions.
Yeah, 15 interceptions the first six games of the year is historic stuff. That's the most in the league going back to your guy, Dan Fouts, back in the 80s. And it seemed to me, Jim, with the running game just nowhere this year, Eli was trying to force the ball into places he just couldn't get it into, and that's why he was getting picked off a lot.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. You know, you as a quarterback, your running game's not going. You're having difficulty stopping anybody on defense in the early part of the season, and all of a sudden, the pressure's on the quarterback. You got to get the job done. You got to convert the first down. So you force the ball in certain situations. Sometimes you even put it up for grabs, hoping your guy will catch it. And that's not the way you want to play as a quarterback. So he settled down a little bit over the last two games, and he's playing much better.
All right, this is the Raiders' first trip to New York City in a while, Jim, and they're going to be there twice in the span of a month. We're going back again in early December to play the Jets. First time to see MetLife Stadium, which will be the stadium for this year's Super Bowl. So it should be a fun trip.
You think it'll be cold then?
I think it'll be cold on Sunday. It'll be cold on February the 2nd.
Yeah, you being a New Yorker. But, yeah, they built a new stadium. They got the rights to the Super Bowl this season. And it should be exciting. It'll be cold, but I think people really enjoy themselves in New York.
And we'll have one warm weather game for you coming up the following week. The Raiders will be in Houston, Texas. Look at the schedule here over the next five weeks. The Raiders play four of their next five on the road, Jim, including Thanksgiving Day in Dallas, then back to New York. Got the home game against Tennessee that are playing very well. This is the crucial stretch of the Raiders' 2013 season.
I believe it's all crucial. You got to go out there and find a way to win. 3-5 first half of the season, got eight games to go. They've got to find a way to win on the road. If you can't win on the road, you're not going to make the playoffs. So you got to be a better football team when you travel.
All right, so join us next week on the Silver and Black Show. We get you set for the Raiders' trip back to Houston, Texas to take on Case Keenum, Andre Johnson, Shane Leckler, the former Raiders. Will be punting against the Raiders, and of course it will be Wade Phillips who will run that team in the interim for head coach Gary Kubiak, who suffered a mini stroke on their Sunday night loss to Indianapolis. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the Texans family and coach Kubiak. Many thanks to Dennis Allen for dropping by, as he always does, on the Silver and Black Show, and Rashad Jennings, who will get a heavy workload Sunday in New Jersey against the Giants. I think you're set. For Jim Plunkett, I'm Greg Papa. Enjoy the Raiders up against Big Blue, the New York Giants, on Sunday.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.